This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. Campaigning for the Lok Sabha elections is picking up momentum. Top leaders of major political parties are touring various parts of the country and holding public rallies and roadshows in support of their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has begun his two-day visit to Tamil Nadu with a roadshow in Chennai last evening. He arrived in Chennai by a special flight and sought votes for BJP candidates Dr. Tamilisai Soundararajan, Paul Kanakaraj and Vinod P. Selvam, who are contesting in Chennai South, North and Central Lok Sabha constituencies. Mr. Modi was accompanied by State BJP President K. Annamalai and the others. Today, Mr. Modi will address two public meetings in Vellore and Mettupalayam near Coimbatore. Meanwhile, the Congress party has released a list of 12 candidates for the ensuing elections to the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assembly of Andhra Pradesh. The party has fielded Pulusu Satyanarayana Reddy from Vishakhapatnam, while Dr. Chinta Mohan from Tirupati Lok Sabha seat. In Maharashtra, Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold a public meeting at Kahan in Ramtek block of Nagpur district this evening for the campaigning of Mahayuti candidates. Shiv Sena Shinde group candidate Raju Parve is contesting from Ramtek Lok Sabha constituency for the first time, while senior BJP leader and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari is contesting from Nagpur Lok Sabha constituency for the third time. Senior leaders of the BJP in the state and BJP office bearers of Nagpur district will also be present in this public meeting. Meanwhile, Shyam Barve is the candidate of Congress in Ramtek Lok Sabha constituency, and the Vanchit Bahujan Aghadi led by Advocate Prakash Ambedkar has announced its public support for the Congress candidate in Ramtek. Similarly, in Nagpur, incumbent Congress President and West Nagpur MLA Vikas Thackeray has got the candidature against Nitin Gadkari, and Vanchit Bahujan Aghadi has also announced its support to him. In Madhya Pradesh, the election process in Betul Lok Sabha constituency was cancelled after the Bahujan Samaj Party candidate Ashok Bhalavi died yesterday. The polling in the constituency, scheduled for April 26th, was consequently postponed. New polling schedule will be announced by the Election Commission in suitable time. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate a two-day homeopathic symposium today on World Homeopathy Day 2024 at Yashobhumi Convention Centre, Dwarka, New Delhi. The symposium, to be organised by the Central Council for Research in Homeopathy, CCRH, under the aegis of the Ministry of Ayush, is based on the theme of empowering research, enhancing proficiency. The event aims to promote holistic health and wellness and head towards utilization of advanced techniques for homeopathy research. The scientific convention will also include sessions on translational research, epidemic and public health, homeopathic drug standardization and basic research, among others. Several publications will also be released during the event. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has clarified that students who cast vote in the general elections and have their fingers inked will not be barred from entering exam rooms. It said the message circulating regarding this in social media platforms are completely baseless. The NTA said it has not issued any such instructions and guidelines. The agency has asked students not to pay attention to such rumors and exercise their voting right. It has advised candidates to focus on their studies and prepare for the forthcoming examination. In Monte Carlo, Master Tennis, world number one, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion, Matthew Ebden, will face Mate Pavic of Croatia and Marcelo Arevalo of El Salvador in the men's doubles pre-quarters today. The match is scheduled to begin at 5:10 p.m. IST. While in men's singles, another Indian player, Sumit Nagal, will face Holger Rune of Denmark today in the round of 32. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad beat Punjab Kings by 2 runs in a thrilling match at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh last night. Today, Rajasthan Royals will take on Gujarat Titans at the Sawai Mansingh Stadium at Jaipur at 7:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.